This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. There is some optimistic talk on Brexit today from Britain's ruling Conservative Party. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, says the government's discussions with the opposition Labour Party over a Brexit departure plan are being carried out with no red lines. This as Prime Minister Theresa May waits for the European Union to grant her another extension in the timetable for London's EU exit. Philip Hammond was speaking in Romania.
We should be open to listen to suggestions that others have made, and some people in the Labour Party are making other suggestions to us. Of course, we have to be prepared to discuss them. Our approach to these discussions with Labour is that we have no red lines. We'll go into these talks with an open mind and discuss everything with them in a constructive fashion. Most of the colleagues that I am talking to accept that we will need longer to complete this process, so I'm optimistic about the Council on Wednesday. I understand that EU colleagues are somewhat fed up that the process has taken as long as it has. We're also fed up that we haven't been able to complete this earlier, but I'm very confident that we'll get it done.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has announced sanctions on 34 vessels of Venezuela's state oil company and two companies that ship crude oil to Cuba. It is part of Washington's campaign to see the downfall of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, making way for opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has the support of the United States and dozens of other countries as Venezuela's rightful leader. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the oil payments from Cuba are providing a lifeline to keep what he called the illegitimate Maduro regime afloat. Saudi Arabia is holding at least eight writers and activists, including two who are dual U.S. and Saudi citizens. It is the kingdom's latest crackdown on supporters of women's rights. The U.S. State Department has confirmed the arrest of the two Americans and said it is working to provide consular assistance, including immediate access. This is VOA News. An attorney representing U.S. President Donald Trump says it would set a dangerous precedent if the IRS handed over the Trump tax returns being sought by the Democratic Party-led House Committee. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
In a letter to the Treasury Department, attorney William Consovoy says U.S. tax code zealously guards the privacy of a taxpayer. And if there is a request for tax returns, it needs to have a legitimate legislative reason. The attorney says it appears the only reason the House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Democrat Richard Neal, requested 6 years' worth of Trump's business and personal tax returns is to politically damage the president. Consovoy, hired to handle this legislative request, says the IRS needs to consult with the Justice Department before releasing any of the president's tax information. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump says the United States cannot take in any more migrants, that the country is full. He made the comments while visiting a border patrol station near the U.S.-Mexico border in Calexico, California. It is a major crossing point between the two countries. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has our report.
The president's arguing he's made progress in convincing the country there's a national emergency at the border, and he's coining a new phrase and saying there's a colossal surge in illegal border crossings.
Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore, I'm sorry.
In Calexico, not far from the Mexico border, the president talked with immigration agents hours after re-upping his threat to close the border altogether, while saying he prefers to instead slap tariffs on cars made in Mexico and brought to the U.S. He says he's holding off because Mexico's making strides in stopping migrants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. envoy negotiating with the Taliban to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan has held talks with top officials in neighboring Pakistan and briefed them on his recent meetings with Afghan and Taliban leaders. Zalmay Khalilzad arrived in Islamabad after spending 5 days in Kabul. His team has had nearly a half dozen meetings with Taliban representatives since late last year, discussing a possible U.S. troop drawdown in Afghanistan in return for assurances that areas under the insurgent group's control would not be allowed to become a haven for international terrorist groups. According to a survey released to commemorate the 70th anniversary of NATO, less than half of Americans support the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, an alliance designed to provide collective security in the wake of World War II. The poll by YouGov found the same negative attitudes toward NATO in other member countries as well. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall in Washington, VOA News.